Hello, Christians. Can you believe it, Glenna?
Can I believe what?
Just 52 weeks left till Christmas.
You know, I think we had more fun this last month than I can ever remember.
Well, for sure, we were busy enough. Mm-hmm. You know, that wonderful sweatshirt gave me for Christmas is perfect. Warm.
And the timing was sure good, wasn't it?
Perfect. What was your favorite gift?
I think probably my favorite blankets that you got for both of us to cuddle up under in World Television.
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
For this cold spell, anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, dear, what a weatherman uses when the weather forecast suddenly changes from rain to snow?
No. What type of tool does a weatherman use when the weather suddenly changes from rain to snow?
A barometer.
Dad, I think the Heaven Express is back.
Welcome back, folks, to the Heaven Express program.
We're glad you're with us.
Is that the train I hear? Could it be drawing near? Could it be the Heaven Express? If the Lord came today, could you say I'm ready for the Heaven Express? If I should die tomorrow,
for you, my Christian friend, someday we'll be together, forever and ever. Amen.
I'm just trying to think what I'd do the first week in heaven.
Mm. Wonder what God has planned for us to do that first week in heaven.
The one thing for sure is that meals are out of this world.
Everything is.
All aboard the car, Jesus paid it all. He's the ticket for the Heaven Express. You are blessed on the Heaven Express. I'm not sure that's the right intro, is it?
I don't think there really is an intro for the heart of the composer.
Well, the next segment of our program, folks, and welcome back to the Clumsy Paul.
Oh,
the
honey.
Next segment of our program is what we call the heart of the composer. Mm-hmm. What you going to do for us today, dear?
Today we're going to do Bind Us Together. The book of Hosea, chapter 11, verse 4. Says, I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. I lifted the yoke from their neck and bent down to feed them. The hymn, Bind Us Together, Lord, is a favorite. Its words evoke a deep longing in one's innermost being, the need to belong in a special sense to others. Not because of necessity, and not for convenience, not out of fear, but as the beautiful verse from Hosea says, tied to others with ties of love, just as the Lord binds us to himself. This beautiful hymn is urging us to seek out those who feel outside the circle, and lovingly include them so they feel tied in to the family by love. When we are bound together for a common cause, nothing we do for the Lord becomes a solitary effort. This is the uplifting theme of the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah's valiant effort to restore Jerusalem and to help the return of the previous exiled people is a wonderful example of being bound together. Those who had returned were fragmented, terrified of their enemies, depressed about never being able to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem. But with Nehemiah's fervent prayer, which is found in Nehemiah 1, 5 through 11, and in Nehemiah's absolute trust in his mighty God, he urged the people to be bound together. And this was the result as spoken in Nehemiah 4, 6. So we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart. So what are the lessons that we can learn as followers of Jesus Christ from this success story? Firstly, the people all worked with all their heart. Secondly, the lesson of unity seems to be the next powerful message here. Being bound together means being unified. Nothing can fragment any group of believers quicker than division. And Paul urged the Philippians to be like-minded and to be one in spirit and purpose. Being united often means thinking beyond self for the common goal. And if our goal is to represent Jesus Christ, we need to quickly quash anything that would unravel the fabric of our faith. Being united means that everybody has a place on the team. There is no one who feels left out. Being united does not mean being forced to join a particular group. The verse from Hosea emphasizes human kindness and gentleness, so we need to remember the words of John in 1 John 4:7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. When we remember that the Lord Himself has bound us to Him with ties of love, we will sing with great urgency the words of this hymn. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together in love. And here is Bind Us Together. Thank you.
Not everyone has the blessing of a godly grandfather or grandmother. There are many who never knew their grandparents at all. We call this segment of the program Pearls of Wisdom from a Godly Grandpa. Here he is, Brian Savage, reading Pearls of Wisdom from a Godly Grandpa.
Can you believe it? Here we are in the startup of January again. A cold beginning. I don't think the temperature ever got to 15 today. What an extraordinary day, though. My wife and I had absolutely nowhere to go or anything in particular that we had to do. No rushing around, no laborious tasks, no calls that we had to make. We didn't need groceries, nothing was broken that needed fixed. The more I think of it, the more astonished I am. We didn't even have to cook. We have all kinds of leftovers from the holidays, microwavable too. I wouldn't want to do that all the time, but today was a real treat, a real blessing. Truly a day to thank our dear Lord for. Thank you, Lord, for giving me all that I need, plus a cup of hot tea.
Hello again, folks.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Thank you so much for joining us on the Heaven Express program. It's good to start out this new year with you by our sides, or by our ears.
Either one. Absolutely, and we're going to get started now by introducing to you our guest.
It is my great pleasure to introduce to you out there our friend Becky Snyder from the Apex Church right here in Marion, Ohio. Now that was, if I'm not mistaken, the site of the old Catholic school, right on Mount Vernon Avenue?
Yes, it is.
That's what I thought. Okay. Well, welcome back, Becky.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah.
Yes. Well, Becky went to Haiti last year as a missionary, and you are once again, I believe, planning to go back at the end of January.
Yes, we leave about the 24th.
The 24th. That is zipping in here, isn't it?
Yes. Coming up.
Yes. Well, Paul and I were discussing your trip last year, and Paul asked you the question, what was the greatest gift that you have ever given? And the discussion was brought up that the greatest gift, this is what Becky said last year, Becky Snyder has ever given, the greatest gift was a peanut butter sandwich to a starving Haitian child. Well, yes. Paul and I agree that that must have been an awesome moment, Becky. Mm-hmm. And here you are. Ready to go back again. Are you ready?
I am ready, yes.
Well, let me make a clarification here first. Last year wasn't that far long ago.
Well, that's true. It wasn't.
In fact, Becky, if I recall, you told us this story over the holidays when you were at our house. And we discussed this and we asked her that question.
Yeah.
What a wonderful response.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, what will the weather be like there in January? What are you expecting?
It's been in the 80s. I don't think it ever gets below 80.
Wow.
In the summer, it gets up to 120. So that's why I don't go in the summer.
No. Oh, my goodness.
And how long does your trip take to get down there?
We fly to Charlotte. Then it's only 2 hours from Charlotte.
So 6 hours?
4 hours,
Four
maybe.
Hours? So, mm-hmm. So suddenly you're from chill factor of minus 15 to
right.
heat factor of 70 or 80?
80
yes,
plus.
Won't that be awesome?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Should have been there this last week.
Yes, no lie.
Just remember to take your warm clothes with you because you got to come back.
That's right, yes.
Do you have any details you'd like to share with us?
Well, we go to a place called Tent City, where the people have built their little homes with whatever scraps were left over from the earthquake, whatever mm-hmm. they can find. And they have a school there that we support. We take school supplies for them. We feed them peanut butter sandwiches. And then another meal, we feed them rice with a little bit of chicken and vegetables in it. And it's just a little building with holes in it. It's a building that was devastated by the earthquake.
But remind our listeners, Becky, when that earthquake was.
That was, I think, in 2010 or 11.
Mm-hmm. So you saw the devastation last year.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's still, the roads aren't repaired. The buildings are still messed up. They must have cleaned up a lot because I looked at pictures of when it happened and it was just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Well, they would have the money
No.
At, you know, at hand to go out there and to improve it and to, no, to reconstruct.
90% unemployment. So very few work.
Yeah.
Have jobs.
Well, now on this trip, will you be associated with a missionary group here in Marion?
Yes.
Called One Plus God?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
They're the ones I go with, and they do all the trips. They go to Africa, Thailand, Jamaica. They just started going to Jamaica. So they go a lot of different places. They've only been in business for 3 years, and they've done amazing work.
My goodness.
All over the world. Oh. It's amazing how God works.
It is amazing. Mm-hmm. That is for sure.
That is. It's amazing how God works. That is
yes.
so true.
Yeah. Well, how did you get involved with this organization? And tell us a little bit about it and its leaders. And
well, the leader was Pastor Vinon DeVette, and he came from Africa. His family came here because they had been held at gunpoint over there because the crime is really terrible over there. And they were going to kill them, and somebody talked them out of it. And so after that, he decided to bring his family here to keep them safe. And
they were going to kill them for what reason? Do you know?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But he thought he would start a mission organization here and go back and help those people there.
And was so, that threat related to his faith, do you think?
I don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. I'll have to find out. That would be interesting. Mm-hmm. It could have been.
Would be, yeah.
Because he's a very...
So he brought his family and came to the States?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And how big is his family?
He has two children, a girl and a boy. And he was assistant pastor at our church, Apex, when it was uptown. And he was there for a year or two, and then he went to full-time missionary work with his organization. And so a lot of different churches have asked him to take them over. Cornerstone is taking a group over. The Nazarene Church is taking a group over. And he has groups all over different states that go over with him to all these different places and help.
Now, does he remain stateside and send the groups out, or does he go with the group?
He goes with them most of the time.
In person, wow.
There's a few that he doesn't go with. He doesn't go on the trip that I'm on.
Okay.
But one of his girls takes, that was her idea, and so she takes us, and it's just a four-day trip. She mainly did it for older people because we think we can't do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so she thought, you know, just 4 days and it's not as hot in January and it's not as rigorous as what some of the trips are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was mainly for them. I said, thank you, God.
Yes, yes.
Well, Becky, we'll be back to talk mm-hmm. more about your missionary voyages. But right now, then I'm going to do a song for you called, maybe you remember this, last year I wrote this for you, A Blessing from the Lord. We call this song Missionary Journey. Here it is, folks, a song called Missionary Journey. Lenny, you got some scripture to share with us?
Just a little bit, yes. And then this song is based on 2 Timothy. And I'm going to start in 3 and skip through here and end in verse 7. So it's Paul writing to his dear friend Timothy, and he says, I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you, through the laying on of my hands, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
God has given us Actually, it's God hasn't given up.
That would be an amen.
God hasn't given up a spirit of fear, but one of power and love of sound mind. For we're not ashamed, the power of God, for the promise of God is divine. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Trinity. I will be with you always, from here to eternity. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind. We're not ashamed of the power. It's a promise from God that's divine.
That is neat, honey. I like that.
Thank you. It'd be nice if I got it right in the first verse.
Sorry, folks. No, actually, that drew attention to the fact that he hasn't given us a spirit of fear. That's very good. Good job. Mm-hmm. Becky, do you remember last year when you were getting ready to go to Haiti, mm-hmm. and you joined us here at WWGH 107.1?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, just before she left.
That's right. Just before she left. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a deja vu all over again because
right.
you get ready to leave again.
I know. Right. Well, you know, when you were with us that time, I know you were full of expectation, maybe a little anxiety because here we are in the unknown, but right. you were trusting.
Your first journey.
Yes, yeah.
Ever, yeah.
yeah.
Right.
But you were trusting that God would give you that spirit, mm-hmm. you know, of power and love.
Yeah.
And especially so young.
She is young. Yes. Well, were you surprised at what you experienced over there last year, do you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought I was prepared to see the poverty. But I had no idea. We can't even imagine poverty. Like we can't imagine nothing. You know, they have absolutely nothing. Nothing. You just, people want to give them different things, like with the ladies, like purses, but they don't have anything to put in the purses. You know,
or anything to put in a purse, right?
Why don't they take birth control? Well, they don't know about birth control, and if they did, they don't have money for birth control. Mm-hmm. So we just don't understand. Mm-hmm. And I thought, why don't they teach them to grow crops? But they don't have any water. They don't have any rainfall except for a short time. And the government has put up a dam, and they are in control of the water. So the people, all they have is water that's dirty and bacteria-filled and germ-filled and not fit to drink. So if they drink it, they die. If they don't drink it, they die. So it's a terrible existence.
We were working on a well last year.
Yes, we were.
Yes.
Was that called Rebecca's Well?
Yes.
I think so.
We went to a village that's called the Naked Village because when they found it, there were people didn't have any clothes. And so because of us going over there, taking clothes, now they have a church and they have a school, food. They take food to them
whenever
they can.
People didn't have any clothes? What didn't people have?
They didn't have any clothes.
Clothes to wear?
No.
Right.
It was all running around naked, so they called it the Naked Village.
The Naked, yeah.
I mean,
and so they have to walk 5 miles or more to get water, which is not fit to drink. So I thought, why can't we build a well here? It's really needed. It's far away from everything, and people, thousands of people that are close will go and use it. So we're trying to raise money for that.
How close are you to that?
We've only got not even 4,000 yet, and we need 16,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It sure costs a lot of money to put a well in.
You're going to be going this year about the same number of days you went last year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how many days?
We go 4 days.
4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do those 4 days go by quickly, or do they?
They do, because we spend a lot of time getting to where we're going.
Right.
And we feed the children peanut butter sandwiches, and we have a worship service, and we give them clothes or soccer balls or whatever we can.
So would the same children be getting the food most of
yes.
the time?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's a lot more that don't get food, right?
Oh, yeah. There's hundreds and thousands of children there. There's 2 million people in Port-au-Prince. Which I didn't
just
realize.
Just in Port-au-Prince?
In Port-au-Prince, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. So when the earthquake happened, there were 300,000 that died.
Yeah.
That they know of, and that's probably a lot more than that, that they couldn't count.
Mm-hmm. The fact that you're going again, are you preparing differently this time than you did last time?
Yes, I won't be as shocked. And I know it's going to be uncomfortable because you don't have air conditioning, we don't have hot water. Even though we have a nice home to stay in, the food is good. The woman that cooked the food is awesome. And but it's hot and it's dusty, and you have to walk. You go over all these rocky roads because there's not very many that are paved yet.
Yeah, Haiti isn't that far away.
No.
Why doesn't Haiti receive more help from the U.S.?
They receive a lot of help. They but do? If it goes to the government, it doesn't get to the people.
Same old problem.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, we call that sin. Mm-hmm. We see it everywhere we try to outreach. The help is directed there, and it never gets to where it needs to go.
That's why I urge people to support One Plus God, because we know where it's going.
Well, you know, it goes to the black market and it goes to the rich. And
yeah. You see all these things on Tv, you'd love to give for a well, but you don't really know where the money is going.
Where
so
it's
you're
really
kind
going.
Kind of afraid to.
Yeah.
Well, when you stop thinking about it, there's even in our own country, folks, think about this. How many times have we heard of donations being funneled in this country, supposedly to good causes, and it turns out they went to benefit the already fat and prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right. It's sad.
Some of the conversation we talked about earlier this week was the fact that you still had contact with some of the people that you met last year. Is that
yes, true? Our missionaries over there. Yeah.
And how do you contact them?
They are on Facebook, and we can text back and forth. We have provided our missionaries and our pastors over there with phones so that they can contact each other wherever they are, because they travel all over to help people. And so this way they can let each other know what they need and where and when. Mm-hmm. So it helps them a lot with what they do.
Well, you know, I wondered about that when you said there's so many people that are out of the realm of the area where you folks come to, you know. But the people there are constantly on an outreach to those other areas, correct?
Well, there's a lot of people that live in the city, but, you know, the only way that they make an income is they're lined up all along the streets selling whatever they can find to sell. Mm-hmm. If they have any foods that they grow, they sell that, or they sell water, or they sell clothes or anything. Some of them paint things to sell to the tourists for
what
souvenirs.
What was the most surprising thing you ever saw sold there?
That was sold?
So, yeah, people would scrounge and sell. What would? Can you think of anything in particular?
There's just so many different things. Anything you can think of, they were selling.
Just
a lot of the homes that have a block wall around them because of so much robbery, because they don't have anything, so they take what they can.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have big iron gates. And so when the earthquakes happen, you can see all these big iron gates sitting around, and they try to sell them too. I suppose if you're going to refurbish a home there, if you're wealthy enough, and you could get a gate anywhere you wanted to. I think that was probably the most surprising thing I saw.
Yeah, that is surprising. Okay, you said earlier you are going to be going to basically the same area of Haiti that you went to last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so will you meet up with the same people there? Will you be working with the same staff?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
We'll be working with our missionaries there, Missy and Boss. Missy went there on a mission trip a few years ago, and she met Boss, who's a Haitian man. And they both love mission work and helping children, and they ended up getting married, and they live there.
Oh, my goodness.
And he just got his U.S. citizenship so he can come back and forth to the United States.
Oh, that is wonderful. Gosh. Yeah. Well, you know, Becky, when we hear stories like this, our hearts just are crushed, you know.
Yeah.
And we want to do something. We want to make a difference. You know, you're making a difference because you're going there in person.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Not all of us can do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But there are ways that we can help.
Sure.
And I'm wondering, could you give our listeners some information about how they could help with this?
Yes. We take donations constantly all year round with clothes or soap and washcloths, toothpaste and toothbrushes, peanut butter, school supplies, because we furnish the schools with supplies, whatever they need.
Now, where do those go? I mean, where would someone take those?
Apex Church.
Apex.
We collect them. If anybody would call me, let me know. I'll come get them.
Why don't you give us a number?
Mm-hmm. Okay, my number is 419-565-3231.
Well, just because it's 419 doesn't mean that you don't live close. You live here in Marion area, don't
you? I do. I moved here from Galleon, so that's where
I live. Give it again, 419.
419-565-3231.
We'll talk about that again in a second.
You know, I will say one thing, Becky. When I was going through my closets, you know, and putting together piles of clothes for you that, you know, I don't need. And I had this coat in there, and I thought, oh, this coat would be great for them. And then I got thinking, it's going to be 90 degrees over there. They're not going to want my winter coat.
We don't need heavy stuff.
No.
Well, we have a lot of things given to us. Sweatshirts and coats and hats and gloves, but
that,
they don't need them.
They really don't need that.
They need summer clothes, shorts and shirts. Basically.
To think about, that's something.
They probably, people in Old Town could use those.
Well, so we're going to turn now to the segment that we call Quote Note.
Sometimes we just love it when we hear it can repeat wisdom. Then I love the wisdom that comes from Scripture. Sometimes we hear great wisdom from friends, children, relatives. Our quote tonight is from a lady called Corrie Ten Boom. Mm. Do you recall, are you familiar with the history of Corrie Ten Boom? Corrie reported to have helped rescue some 800 Jews from the Holocaust in World War II in German area. She was born in 1893. And died on her birthday, April 15, 1983. 9 years to the day. Her book is called The Hiding Place. Here's what Corrie had to say. Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength.
Why don't you repeat that? That is so good and so strong.
Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength. Corrie Ten Boom.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
We're going to move to now. Let's see. How much time do we have left? Did you have any Do you remember the segment of our program, Becky, we called Just What Did That Kid Say?
Yes.
Did you have a segment for us?
Or, I only have the one I gave you last year.
We told that to everybody.
we're going to do that again.
Yeah,
it was so good.
It was.
It's worth repeating.
It is. It's perfect.
Let me give the intro here. We'll see what happens. Let's just go to it. Just what did that kid say? You have a story to share with us about
your kid,
right?
Right. I have three children, and we flew to my home state of Maine when they were little. They were probably 6, 8, 10, that age. And when we got on the plane, they were all nervous. I could tell they were. But my daughter spoke up and says, "Mom, is this where God lives?" I said, "Well, it's closer. It's close as you'll get before you die."
We love that story.
And that is a precious story.
Thank you. We tell that often. And folks, I got another one here for you. I was talking to my doctor's nurse this week and casually asked her what she got for Christmas. Melissa is her name, and she has a boy who's 10 years old. Right away, she responded that her son had given her $20. At first, I was puzzled. Then I smiled at the gift. What a smart and rich gift that was, I thought to myself. I would assume that this was his own money. He probably worked for it and earned it himself somehow. What a sweet and simple gift. I didn't have the courage to ask Melissa, but I wonder if she took that $20 and took him out to lunch. Lynn and I are going to do a song now for you called Count Them.
Hi.
Hi, y'all. We just had some new guests come in the studio, folks. Make yourself at home. Go ahead and close the door. It's cold out there. All right, here we go with the song we call Count Them. You ready, dear?
If you are, dear.
We'll see what happens.
All right.
We never know.
We never know. That's good.
I like counting my blessings. I count them every day. I like counting my blessings. I count all fears away.
And when I stumble, I hold my arms up to him, and then I'm counting again. I count them one by one.
I consider all I've been given and his blessing under the sun. And when I stumble, I hold my arms up to him, and then I count my blessing again. And
when we're counting our blessings, we consider all things above. And we know that our days are numbered, and we're bought by the grace of His love. And when we stumble, we hold our arms out to Him, and soon we're singing again. I wrote a poem for you, Becky.
You did.
You're only allowed one suitcase, you know.
Yes.
What should you take for the mission field as far as clothes? If it rains, what if it pours? Should I carry an extra shoe or more? I can only take 50 pounds, you know. Should I take one Bible or maybe more? Do I need a hat or maybe extra jeans? What in the world am I going to need? I'll get by. What have I to dread? I will take only what I must have and save the extra room for peanut butter and bread. Oh, to see the child that God has me fed.
That's beautiful, yes, honey.
Good.
Yes.
Very
good. Yeah. Okay, Becky, we are quickly running out of time. I can't believe it. It just flies by.
I know.
My goodness. I would like to know if you would give again the information, what kind of things people, you know, that you could use to take with you for the people there.
Be shorts and shirts for any size child or adult. Peanut butter so that we can make them peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah, does peanut butter hold up in the hot weather?
Pretty well. I mean, we feed them while we're there, and we don't leave any unless they really need something. We'll leave some, but it holds up pretty good.
And the number to call if someone is interested in either sponsoring you or the One Plus God with either finances or material blessings would be?
They can call me at 419-565-3231. Or you can go on the website, One Plus God.
Oh, okay.
And you can click donate, and there's a down arrow that tells everybody that they support. And you click one down at the bottom where it says other, put in Rebecca's well for our well, and put in how much you want to give and all your information.
We want to mention that Diana is going with you this year.
Yes, yes.
You would tell us real quickly about her going with you?
This is her first time. She goes to church with me. She wasn't able to last year, but she's going this year. And she's quite excited.
Is she getting nervous about it?
I think probably a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you understand that feeling. Yeah. Right.
We know she's nervous because we asked her to be here tonight, and she said no.
She couldn't do it.
She said maybe after she knows what she's talking about.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know, Becky, here we are at the first program of 2018, and we would just like to give you an opportunity to say hi or send greetings to anyone out there in our listening audience.
Oh, there are just so many. I wouldn't know who to pick. Just
well, you do it quickly then.
Yeah, all my family and friends, I just love you all.
Oh, man. Oh, Becky, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
It's we're out of time, folks. Whether we're on the air,
or in a plane,
or in a car,
or on the train,
it's our prayer we meet again.
Until then, may the one who blesses bless you much.
May you have God's blessing on your way.
Good night, our friends. God bless.
You're listening to W.